go to win the prize. Thank you.
customers dancing are just link time. You can turn to your partner and say, how does it seem? She'll turn to you and say,
thank you. And welcome to the show, everybody out there. Trying to get the dance floor going there. Sounds there from a pretty incredible forthcoming compilation on the Analog Africa label. It's called La Locura de Macucha, and it's all 1975 to 1980 Afro-Colombian cumbia music from the label known as Macucha, started by a tax lawyer named Rafael Macucha, and then he turned full-on label mogul and producer, and it sounds like some pretty great stuff on this. Once again, the compilation called La Locura de Macucha. We heard Tamba from El Grupo Folklorico, one of, I'm sure, a bunch of pretty wild, obscure Colombian bands. The label was out of Barranquilla, and once again, this is coming out in October on the Analog Africa label. Behind that, we heard something from the early 1990s from Wales, from the group Gorky's Zygotic Monkey, covering the Soft Machine. They were huge Soft Machine fans. They even had a song called Kevin Ayers. And Why Are We Sleeping, which is one of their earlier tracks, rather, from a compilation called Introducing Gorky's Zygotic Monkey. They got a lot more acoustic-y and folky after the 90s. And Euros Childs did some pretty cool solo records as well, but pretty wild. From Gorky's, we heard Utopian out of Los Angeles, Living Somewhere. That's on their 2020 demo cassette, which is out via the Australian label Urge Records. Utopian, and we start off the set from 1978, some crazy acid punk from Fine Art and Big Kids in the Alley from 78, and apparently Cut Chemist sampled that record somewhere as well. I've never quite seen it in physical form myself, but there you go, starting off the show. And welcome to the show. I'm Brian Turner with you every 2 weeks, roughly. Try to cut these on the weekend every 2 weeks, digging up stuff. And thanks for tuning in. Thanks, as always. All the playlists and past archives are available at brianturnershow.com. You can go to Buzzsprout, and all the shows are there, and Apple Podcasts as well. And supposedly they're coming back on Spotify. I don't know. I called up Mr. Spotify on the phone. He's full of some high promises. We'll see. But for all intents and purposes, you can just stream it on Mixcloud or brianturnershow.com. And I got a bunch of pretty wild stuff today. I'm real excited about this release In the Red has just put out. It is all pre-Gun Club stuff from Jeffrey Lee Pierce. It's a co-release between In the Red Records and Space Case. And before the Gun Club, Jeffrey had a group called Red Lights in 1978. And we're going to check them out right now. Stay with us, everybody. Yeah.
get down. I used to sit home, do nothing all day. I used to moan, make faces of clay. I had my own world and had nothing to say. My mom would watch me, she would not go away. I'm getting shock treatment. They can't know my pain. Shock treatment. They're frying my brain. Shock treatment. They're changing my face. Shock treatment. I'm a difficult case. Mama talk, I didn't hear what she said. I think she read to me, I had to be fair. One day some men came and strapped me to a bed. Locked me in a room and then shaved my head. I'm getting shock treatments, they can't know my pain. Shock treatments, they're frying my brain. Shock treatments, they're changing my face. Shock treatments are the difficult game. Different out of the street. When people smile at me, I kick in their teeth. Feels pretty good, but I feel kind of weak. You could try to be different, but they'll just greet you with shock treatment. They can't know my pain. Shock treatment. They're frying my brain. Shock treatment. They're changing my face. Shock treatment.
I believe in simplicity. freak of evolution. And I know you don't understand. And it ain't like a tailbone. I'm a chromophobia man. We'll be right back.
Sounds there from 1990, and the Pussy Willows, who are from Hoboken, and also sort of gave rise to April March, who had a solo career after that. And in kind of cool side news about them, they backed up Bongwater and Screamin' Jay Hawkins and Bob Weir when they all appeared together on the late night NBC show Night Music, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with. There was a pretty great show Hal Willner produced, putting together all sorts of disparate figures from the music world. But anyway, the Pussy Willows appeared on that. And that comes off an LP tribute to the Ruddles put out on Shimmy Disc Records. And I actually got that in a box of records somebody gave me last week, getting rid of, and I hadn't listened to it since 1990, but it brought back the memory of the last time I listened to it, which is a bizarro story in itself. I was working in a record store and I was playing it, and Tom Peterson from Cheap Trick came in and asked what it was, and then I told him, and he was so fascinated that he just had me pick out a pile of CDs for him, including that Ruddles tribute, and I was picking out like the Boredoms and other Shimmy Disc stuff, and I didn't know who he was, and he started chatting me and saying, hey, we're, you should come hang out at the show tonight, we're playing at the Kirby Center down the street. And me not realizing it was Cheap Trick night there, I thought he was in Nelson and asked him if he was in Nelson, which was of course the 90s band featuring Ricky Nelson's kids, who were doing kind of sort of metallic pop stuff. And he was so offended that I thought he was in Nelson that he picked up his credit card and walked out and didn't buy any of the CDs, and then told me who he was. And I was very scarred. So I had to relive that story. But, well, you know, record still sounds good, I guess. Behind that, we heard something from Little Carolyn Sue, I Hate Men, coming out of Manila Road, who performed that live on some Midwestern radio station in the 80s. It's on a CD called After Midnight Live. And Chromophobia from the Great Manila Road. We also heard The Low Numbers from 1976, and a weird little kind of punk number called Shock Treatments. And apparently The Low Numbers was a band from Rhino Records co-founder, and he was sort of just kind of maybe poking fun of punk and the new wave. He covers jams in the city and kind of does a weird version of it, and it's sort of like a weird joke, but it's not even really a joke or funny. But it's a pretty good track. From The Low Numbers, Shock Treatment. And what else do we hear? The Red Lights, yeah, starting off the set. Kisses for My President. Is not a political endorsement, obviously. Red Lights, 1978, pre-Jeffrey Lee Pierce, out on In the Red Records. All right, coming up next, this is something brand new from a pretty cool collaboration I had not known was even in the works, but apparently Sly and Robbie have just made a record with Vladislav Delay. It is called 500 Push Up. Yeah, that's it. Let's check it out right now. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Не сохнет
Music there from 1968. And I Talked to the Wind, that was Giles, and Fripp. And they were joined by Judy Dyble on lead vocals there, early vocalist of Fairport Convention, and who sadly left us this past year. I've been meaning to play something by Judy, in fact. But that goes back to the Brondesbury Tapes, which was a release around somewhere in the 90s that came out, I think, on CD, but floating around as well. But original recordings from 1968. Behind that, something from the late 1980s, possibly early 1990s, from the Russian vocalist Yanka Diaglievia, and that is from a song called Pride Voda, Water Will Come, and also very mysteriously sort of pre-envisioned her own passing as well. Some say it was suicide, some said that the Soviet government was not a fan of her fiery punk spirit. She was very pretty powerful political songwriter based in Siberia with some romantic ties to a kind of also punkish band, Kredansky Obronya, in the Soviet Union. But a pretty amazing record I was turned on 2 years ago by Kevin from Pink Reason, who has a lot of post-punk and experimental records from Soviet era, as he lived in Siberia for a while. So pretty incredible stuff. Actually found a CD of like all the Yanka songs on one CD for like $3 down in Brighton Beach, where you can go into these Russian markets and basically buy like a whole band's discography on one MP3 disc, which is what I found for Yanka. Pretty amazing stuff, though. I like to throw that on once in a while. What else did we hear? We heard The Fall. We heard 1983 live version of I Feel Voxish, recorded live at Austurbæjarbio Club in Reykjavik, Iceland. They visited in 1983, and that just came out this week as a Record Store Day 2LP set. I did not find one as of yet. It's super limited, but it's a really great sounding live fall show from 1983. Hopefully my distributor gods will be with me and I'll be able to find one of those. We also heard music from, what did we hear before that? The Spray Pals, which was a Denver group which featured Susanna Lewis, who was also in Thinking Plague and Hail and Kissy Face. And Mustat Perati behind that out of Finland somewhere in the early 1980s. They broke up around 1985. Some people called them the Finnish Killing Joke. We heard Haiva Vota from Mustat Perati. Brand new from Estonia from a dub project called Huera Keke. And Finnis Silmas from their self-titled EP, and some more dub starting us all off from a new collaboration between Vladislav Delay and Sly and Robbie that is out now on the Sub Rosa label called 500 Push-Ups. We heard a track called 521 all here on the program. Looks like we've got about another hour and 40 minutes, or rather, not an hour or 40 minutes, about 40 minutes. We're going to throw on some more stuff. Once again, my name is Brian Turner. Thank you all for tuning in, and hope everybody's doing okay and staying well out there. And if you'd like to reach out, you could. btradio85@gmail.com is the email address. And we're happy to listen to stuff as well, so feel free to forward it along. Try to dig in. In the weirdo metal finds of the week, I'm going to have to play something from these guys. The trio of Practitioner, Sentencer, and Abysmal Spectre, better known as Old Nick. Mm-hmm.
led by the AAA, a member of which is LBJ. The maker's speech was his fate for the State of the Union in 68.
Thank you.
hiccups came from thee, no other than he, the great Mao Zedong, who was recently hung.
Well, if Florida had its own version of Half Japanese, it would have had to have been that band from 1968, known as Too Much, the duo of John Chadwick and Robin Amos, ages 12 and 14, respectively, and recorded by Robin's dad, and that was one of their more political tracks called State of the Union 68. And sadly, they weren't asked to reunite for the DNC like Fleetwood Mac did for Clinton. But these recordings just came out now on LP on the Feeding Tube label. And the Abstract Horse is the name of the record. And once again, Robin Amos later went on to the Girls, great Boston art punk band, and also Cul-de-Sac. And I guess that tape had been floating around Boston for years. Finally out on Feeding Tube right now. Behind that, we heard brand new from Sumac. And Sumac, or the trio of Aaron Turner from Hydrohead Records, Old Man Gloom, and other bands. Nick Yakishin from the Baptists and Brian Cook from the Russian Circles and These Arms Have Snakes. Their second or third record, it's coming out pretty soon, called May You Be Held. Pretty amazing trio. Sumac and the Iron Chair is the track that we heard. I think the album is coming out October, so it says right here. Celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Stooges Funhouse, I saw the gigantic box that's floating around. Though haven't gotten one myself, but thought we'd throw that on. A pretty amazing record from Funhausen, doing a kind of advanced cut-up and repositioning of the Stooges' classic Funhouse record. And we heard IVD1, which seems to be sourcing a lot of TVI. And that's from Funhausen's self-titled record from about 5 years ago, I think. Pretty amazing. Behind that, brand new music on the Planet Moo label from Ryan Trenor. We heard Hypnic Jerks. And he went down to the Niege Studios in Uganda and recorded a bunch of that, and then collaborated with some Tanzanian producers and the Modern Institute from Glasgow, and came up with this brand new record. It's called Filed Under UK Metaplasm. Once again, Ryan Trenor and Hypnic Jerks. Old Nick did the Vanitas Spectre from the record of the same name. It's out on a pretty wild metal label out of Marin County called Grimestone, worth checking out. And Old Nick, the top of that set. Time to get on out of here. Thanks, everybody, again for tuning in. And thank you so much for the feedback as well. The show's all posted once again at brianturnershow.com, and there's a Facebook page for it as well. Not doing them at Newtown Radio anymore, but doing them still here, so that's how it's going to be. Stick around and give us some feedback, btradio85@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks again. And we're going to leave you with something brand new from Richard Dawson, who just dropped an album out of the blue. And it's all basically a cappella tracks and guitar instrumentals, both of which he excels at quite well. And this will hold us over until we get to hear that record he did with Circle, which I saw was just about to come out. So let's check this out. This is from a new record called The Republic of Geordie Land. And it's quite different than his last record. Back to kind of raw basics. And this is called Almsgiver. And thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
There's a fair-haired laddie goes through the market begging succor with a pair of grey lag wings etched into a saucer. He reminds me of my own boy lost in Flodden's glow. From the bowing legs to the mole which sits atop his nose. Daybreak finds me in my pot, coaxing out the hidden flavour of the perch I lifted clear from the evening river. I mend the collar and the cuffs of an empty woolen coat. In the pocket place a mitten from a piebald ferret's own. Half a bar of tallow soap gains me entry to the courtyard where accused men ply their trade or waste away the day. Hungrily I scan the faces only to be found by the tired eyes of an old man stricken on the ground. Have you seen a fair-haired lad with a mole atop his nose? Aye, if I am not mistook, the very same went free this morning. How my heart goes leaping like a hare at cloudburst upon the revelation to rock. He is returning. Hold my hand and sit you up. Drink a good long draught from my cup. Dip a clump of pandemane and wrap this coat around your shoulder. Take this jar of pickled herring, they'll hear your belly groan, and light this faggot when you arise to thaw your icy bones. It's not the seven corporal acts, oh, the fear of purgatory, which behests me to maintain a generous refrain. I know that if my boy were in trouble and I were far away, I'd wish there was somebody there to help him. To sing this song is ever so hard. I wish that I could sing it better. Now we've nearly reached the end. We can start to listen again. ¶¶
Mm-hmm.